Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3. Philadelphia, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, that's right. It is Dom time. Welcome in. Good Thursday, everyone. We're trying to reach Nick Sorter, who's sometimes involved in the middle thing. Great investigative journalist. Want to talk with him about the latest in both terroristic attacks here. The right thing to do is to have the Super Bowl, the Sugar Bowl tonight. And we played you just some of the reasons why these things. And look, I understand that people can do pretty significant damage. But what they did in New Orleans, you don't block the street, particularly Bourbon Street, with a police vehicle. Ineffectual against something like this maniac in the truck. You've seen it before. I don't know if they did it with the Mummers. You bring in trash trucks, things of that size. This is very reminiscent of the shooting in Butler. You just have people that are half doing it and saying that's all out and kind of what are you going to do? And it's exacerbated by the FBI's inability to track a lot of people who are radicalized or becoming radicalized. I mean, we're supposed to have a lot of resources on this. Can you do it with every person? Of course not. And you heard Mike Waltz just a moment ago. Yeah, I don't believe these are all coincidental. These two guys in the military attacking on the same day, the same vehicles, the same rental procedure, and that they were both at Fort Bragg together. That just doesn't seem likely. I mean, what would radicalize this guy who is still in active duty Green Beret? He's the one to take a look at even more in some ways than the terrorist in New Orleans. And the level of scrutiny of what's going on in the U.S. military. Are they afraid when someone, is he radicalized Muslim? Is he radicalized? He just hates Trump and Elon Musk? Is that what it is? He's an active duty Green Beret. Now, I would think there's still a lot of psychiatric, there's still a lot of look at people, and you just don't up and decide to do this. It doesn't go that way. There are warning signs all the time. Sometimes they're more explicit than others. But someone just doesn't, as their first act, decide to do things like this. It doesn't work that way. We've seen it again and again and again. It's a fallacy to say that it does. Okay, 855-839-1210. You get a line. Let's go to the aforementioned investigative journalist extraordinaire, often out there in the field, Nick Sorter on Talk Radio 1210. Nick, Happy New Year. Thanks for a great 2024.
Happy New Year, Dom. You know, I wish it was a happier New Year starting off here. I don't think there's going to be anything happy about 2025 until January 20th. But, you know, we'll keep chugging along, I guess.
Yeah, just making it to that, Nick, given what's going on. So, Nick, one question I have, then I'll let you just tell us, you know, what's on your mind, what you're looking at next, where we are. A couple of cable networks said that the guy in Vegas was an active duty Green Beret. That, to me, is pretty surprising and shocking.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was on leave from Germany. He was a master sergeant. And was, you know, he's now deceased in the attack. And I mean, I think that surprised just about everybody. And one of the other surprising aspects about it is, you know, we're talking about all these coincidences that happened where he rented a car from Chiro,
right,
and the guy down in New Orleans also rented a car from Chiro. And, and they both served together at Fort Bragg. I mean, there's all these coincidences coming together. And, you know, this guy wouldn't typically be on, you know, the first thing that would come to your mind. But you look back at his previous social media posts, this Green Beret, on LinkedIn in particular, there was a post that surfaced this morning where he was actively recruiting people to go fight on the front lines in Ukraine. And there's a photo of him wearing a Slava Ukraini shirt. You know, there are a lot of questions around this, and you have to wonder, who is radicalizing these people?
Yeah, and with the Ukraine thing, though, could these guys be vaguely allied, but one was radicalized by ISIS Muslim, the other is radicalized because he thinks Trump is not going to do the right thing in Ukraine? I mean, I think that's possible, because I looked at this guy and I'm thinking, is this guy going to be radicalized by some imam or ISIS online? Doesn't appear to be that way. But what you're saying, active duty Green Beret, I could see it.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And you look back at Ryan Routh, if you remember him,
yes,
who tried to take out President Trump in at his Palm Beach golf course down there in Florida. He was also a radical Ukraine supporter, also recruiting people to go fight on the front lines in Ukraine. You know, this has gone a little bit too far. I mean, it's crazy. And when is going to be the time that the media is actually going to speak up about this rather than, you know, and by that I mean the legacy media? You don't hear anything about that. I don't know if they're afraid of offending people or afraid of offending, you know, the military industrial complex. I don't know what it is.
Well, we know the media might be doing that, but the military, I mean, I immediately, with the guy in New Orleans, thought back to Major Hassan and what happened at Fort Hood. That is textbook, and Alan West is a really good friend. He's going to be on today, served at Fort Hood, and he's broken it down over the years how clear it is what Hassan was going to do. What about, Nick, the FBI in this? Is public humiliation again? Immediately saying, not a terrorist attack. They could have said, well, we're still investigating. It appears to be based upon these things. In other words, what metrics, at least on paper, does the FBI need in order to qualify as a terrorist attack? It seems to be, if it's some white supremacist supporting Trump or anything like that, then you're three quarters of the way home.
Well, I mean, just to add on to that a little bit, you also have Joe Biden and Mayorkas both saying that the largest threat to the homeland, the most lethal threat to the homeland, is white supremacy. And mm-hmm. Joe Biden said specifically, not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case in any of these attacks at this point. And, you know, the thing with the FBI, and when they came out yesterday morning and tried to definitively say that this was not a terror attack, they had the ISIS flag in their possession already. They had already put it down on the ground like a blanket. They were taking photos of it. It's not like they didn't see it and you know, that came later. No, they already had that. They either blatantly lied or they put the stupidest person in the field office in front of a microphone. You know, at this point, you don't really know if they're lying or they're grossly incompetent. But you know what? I'm going to go with lying. And that's why nobody trusts the FBI at this point. You know, we still don't know anything about the Butler shooter either. I mean, what happened to that? That sort of went under. We don't know anything about the J6 pipe bombers as well. The FBI needs to be rebuilt from the ground up by Kash Patel immediately. Because, you know, public trust, I mean, look it up. Any stat will tell you public trust in the FBI is at an all-time low.
Yeah, and Nick, you know, it pains me to say it. We used to have to say it, and I think you're a guy that would say it too. Well, we're really talking about the upper management or the field offices. We're not talking about significant numbers of FBI employees. I don't even know if I can say that anymore, because they're so inured in that that they're almost indoctrinated that that's the way the world is. I think it's really significant, but I think this should help Kash Patel's chances. Will these Republican senators still be appalled by him after all this? Unknowable, but it's got to help that we need a disruptor in there.
You know what? I'd go as far to say that any Republican senator that tries blocking Kash Patel after everything we've seen with the FBI is complicit. in all of these things. They will be complicit in subsequent attacks that aren't noticed by these DEI officers and the FBI. And, you know, if the FBI spent more time focused on actual terrorism and actual criminals rather than grandmas waving flags at the Capitol and concerned parents and school board meetings, this stuff wouldn't be happening. It is a systematic issue within the FBI, and nobody is going to be able to handle that better than Kash Patel. So it's going to be very telling who tries to block Kash's nomination.
Yeah, in fact, to me, look, I know the high stakes with RFK, maybe with Tulsi Gabbard. The one I'm most fascinated by is Kash Patel because of what we've seen here. And when you look on paper at his qualifications, they are overwhelming. And there is no defense of the FBI by any reasonable person. So, Nick, where does this go next in your view? What are you looking at next in all this?
Well, I think that there is a big problem with, you know, besides the FBI stuff, which, you know, we just covered. If we're talking about these specific issues here, it's what is going on with the Ukraine stuff. Why does that always seem to end up involved in these situations? I don't understand that. And what are they going to do once Ukraine funding is stripped from the U.S. federal budget and President Trump stops dumping endless amounts of cash over into Ukraine? Is that going to radicalize even more of these Ukraine sympathizers? That's the part that worries me the most, because these people are clearly unhinged. They've clearly fell ill to the endless propaganda that they're being fed about the Ukraine war. What's going to happen next? That's what I am genuinely concerned about, Dom.
Great insight. Where did we find all things Nick Sorter? Nick, give the listeners all the platforms where we can find you.
You can find me on X, the free speech platform, at Nick Sorter, NickSortor.
Do you still do your show on X?
Yeah, every once in a while, but you know, it's tough when you're on the ground all over the place, and I'm just one guy. I'm a one-man crew. So
it is amazing. Are you actually in one of the sites, Nick, at this point?
No, this is the second time that I've been able to see my family in the past year, so I'm doing that for right now.
Well,
doing the best I can covering it remotely here.
I cover stuff on the ground, but I have to tell you, the courage to go into East Palestine, it's one thing when you can see what might, you know, be your demise, but when you're dealing with stuff that's in the air and the water and all, oh my goodness, that is remarkable coverage, second to none.
Yeah, I truly appreciate that. And, you know, it's typically the way that I decide what I'm going to cover, it's what the government tells me that I'm not allowed to cover. So East Palestine, exactly. Lahaina, Maui, and Western North Carolina. I mean, as soon as they say, oh, you can't go there, well, I'm going to go there, because there's something going on there that they don't want you to see.
So. Absolutely. Well, Nick, to be continued, we'll have a great 2025. Best is yet to come, Nick. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Dom.
Nick Sorter here. That guy, all the way back to East Palestine, and he mentioned some of the other spots. How about that angle now? The Ukraine angle. Now, how many? Well, we have two, for instances, here. The maniac who allegedly tried to shoot at President Trump and the incompetent Secret Service let him stay in the bushes near the golf course for hours to do that. And then this guy, Nick, pointing out, putting up this stuff on social media based on Ukraine. So could it be the one guy is radicalized by ISIS material? The other guy, maybe, maybe they just want to go after Trump, the two of them, somehow or another, radicalized by Ukraine, just as the attempted assassin was. Now, they're nuts, we know that, but this guy is an active duty Green Beret. That's one of the biggest facts. I'm more on to the Vegas thing now here, every bit as much as the New Orleans thing, which is more attention because of the number of people killed. It was New Orleans, Bourbon Street, the truck. This guy, though, active duty Green Beret, on leave, engages in this. And the only motivation that we see so far is the issue of Ukraine. Now, is Trump going to try to cut off all funding as soon as he gets in there? That might happen, and then we're going to see a real spasm around this. All right, side question today. Just hit me with a headline you'd like to see in 2025. Give us that headline. Here's your opportunity to do it. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. We've had some good ones so far, but we'd love to get yours. Don't wait till the very end. And Henry, we do have Money Melody today, don't we?
We do.
I have the prize here. Okay.
Yeah,
big prize too. Yeah. Metro Diner, $50 gift card. Boy, that really comes in handy. It's a great spot. We'll do that in the 2 o'clock hour. You'll hear Dave McCormick, former military guy, senator-elect. Tomorrow he gets sworn in. What does he think about that and a couple of other things, including the nominations? But Kash Patel, Murkowski and Collins, it's amazing the people that send them back to office. You really don't see Democrats engage in this type of thing. They just, whatever their other flaws are, they coalesce together. They're unified on the major things like this. If I had to guess, the one at this point that might stand the least chance of being confirmed might be Tulsi Gabbard. But the one that's the most consequential, if confirmed, is still RFK Jr., but right there with Kash Patel. Yeah, Pete Hegseth, Department of Defense, but the FBI is just stunning. I mean, it used to be the CIA that people worried about. What kind of dirty tricks? What are they doing all over the world? The FBI engaged in this, but they're incompetent completely at the same time. Their field officer standing there until she got shoved aside by Senator Kennedy saying, there is no terrorism here. And Nick's right. They had the ISIS flag off the back of the truck. You got to at least say, well, looks, there's some indications of that. Well, we don't want to panic the American people. Stop lying to us. That's the first thing. People are not believing you of anything that you say at this point. Stop holding these goofy news conferences and not saying anything. We respect that there are certain things you can't say because of who you're chasing. We know all that. That's where judgment comes in. But not a terrorist attack. Not crawling with the elements of that, given what we've seen. And given this guy's background. And how did the New York Post get to the suspect's house before the FBI did? How's that possible? What are their sources? They were able to beat them there. Is there no embarrassment? Is there no shame, no humiliation for the whole thing? Have they gone downhill that much? The Patel hearings are going to be unbelievable, given all this. And I'm sure you're going to see usual suspect senators screaming in defense of the FBI. My goodness, it is day by day more stunning to see this than ever. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question, too, here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. That nugget from Nick Sorter, our investigative journalist out there, that apparently the guy in Vegas, the Green Beret, active duty, had this video up railing about Ukraine and things related to that and Trump. And then he ends up in a Tesla blowing up in front of the Trump Hotel in Vegas. All right, so Nick's right. Are we going to see more of this sort of stuff once Trump is inaugurated and the pushback is set on all the spending, et cetera, involving Ukraine? I mean, Biden just, what was it, $2.5 billion more the other day. It's hard even to calculate the numbers that are engaged in this. That's why I said my headline in 2025, Krasner defeated. The other is war ends in Ukraine. However, that headline, however you want to spin it, could that happen? Yeah, I think there's a realistic thing that it could end in 2025. Don't know what kind of settlement can be reached, but that's possible to see that. And you see this pushback. That's the second, the assassin, the attempted assassin in the second assassination attempt at the golf course. He was stoked up by that too. Now, you know, it's hard to put in the minds of crazies acting in this way, evil, exactly what they were trying to do. But there's enough evidence here with this guy, the Green Beret, who's still active duty. Could he have known the other guy, been in correspondence with him, but had a different beef and was doing this in concert with him, one radical ISIS, the other radical on Ukraine? It's convoluted, but it is a lot to both have Trump trucks that are Tesla. And this company, why? I get Airbnb, but why would you rent a personal vehicle? Why would you want to do that? Is it much cheaper to do that? Is that what the idea is? This seems like a complicated thing to have people giving their personal vehicles to a company that rents them. You know, well, you could say the same thing with your home or whatever your place is. I get it. I just think these are, both of them are risky. If you are the homeowner or the owner of the car, you know, to be putting out there to rent, I'm sure there's collateral, there's procedures and all. But Airbnb, we've seen some horror stories. So is it cheaper than going the other way? Is it a better selection? And if both of them decided to do it with trucks? All right, let's go to Mike and Amber. Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, Happy New Year, and you had a great 2024.
Yes, thanks. Happy New Year to you, Dom. Hey, I have a buddy in the FBI, and he tells me that even if Kash Patel gets in there, he's going to have a heck of a time clearing house, as you guys mentioned, due to, you know, they're civil servants, and it's such a horrible procedure to get rid of, you know, bad employees. How do you think he could address that?
Well, I think that's what people like Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, on a broad sense, Mike, I don't know the particulars of how do you get rid of an FBI agent, but I would tell you the first component is to start early with that in mind, to have the will to do it and to see it through, to put pressure on it, maybe that the person would quit, maybe an arrangement when you may have to pay them out to get out of there. But that's what has to be done. I'm not aware of what the particulars are with the FBI, but wouldn't you think with an outfit like the FBI, it wouldn't be like, you know, you're a pencil pusher in some other State Department or something, that there must be some law enforcement thing here that makes it easier because of the obvious consequences. Like, I'd liken it to if you're a Philadelphia cop versus if you're a worker in the office workers in Philadelphia, I would think you got some things that you can use because you're allowed to use deadly force, you know, all those things to get someone out of there or to make it uncomfortable. I'm going to research it, though, to your point. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but some of the disruption will be, well, first of all, you probably can move people out of the upper levels, though. They may stay in the FBI, but I don't know that they have to stay as assistant director, this, that, and the other, Mike. I don't think you can be frozen into that necessarily.
Yeah, good point. I got a headline for you.
Okay.
Trump assassination plotters brought to justice.
Ah, very good one. Let's hope that's 2025, Mike. And by the way, I hope you're with us on January 20th. You made a heck of an appearance. That's one of the all-timers.
Yeah, man, thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Mike brought the football and was in the bear suit and did not race me at the NAC. Don't forget the NAC on the 20th. It's going to be a blast there out there in Bucks County. All right, so I don't know the particulars of the hurdles to do that. What I'm saying is you got to start early on this. It's a question of will. It's a question of using whatever you have to do. And here's what's going to happen. Some people will fight back. They're near the end of the... Or give them early retirement. You know, you may have to pay more. You know, I'm not saying you can just go in and say, you're all out of here. To Mike's point, and that's a great point. That would be stupid to say that. But I bet with the FBI, there might be some standards you have to meet that you making it easier potentially than you do with some other civil service jobs. Again, right in the beginning, taking out the leadership that's been so corrupt, advancing people or putting your own people in who are going to reform that, riding herd over this, trying to drive out those who have been incompetent, complacent, etc., getting rid of DEI. that you can do by executive order. I'm not going to have that here. That's it. Best example of DEI was probably the Butler thing, though. I was talking to Roe about this last night. I mean, Trump's about 6'2", 6'2 and a half, I'd say. You need to have people, if you're going to block Trump's body, 6'3", 6'4", in that range, or at least his height, somewhere around there. You can't have some of those women agents that we saw. They can't function in the job, on top of which they didn't look to be too fit to me. You just can't do that. How in the world, if the policy is to block them with their body as you're getting them off stage, whatever, would you have them involved? You can't. It's an obvious thing. If you have a smaller president, I don't know, maybe you can do it. Simple stuff. But Mike raised a great point. We'll continue once these hearings happen, and I'm interested to hear, get Patel on, how would you remove those people? It's not impossible. It's not easy. It's a long-term will, start on the first day, use some of the tactics off the top of my head. I told you early retirement, this, that, and the other, but moving out the decision makers. And again, it's the field offices. This woman in New Orleans is the one that stands up there and saying, not a terrorist attack, that blubbered that out in the beginning. The people in Richmond are still there. They're the ones that went after people that were just going to Latin Mass, surveilling them, information on them, their vehicles, etc. What are you doing? This sounds radical to us. Can you imagine? Et conspiri 220 is radical, and yet Allah Akbar is not. This is coming to an end. I know it's grueling, though, that we're only on the, there's still 18 days to the countdown of this, and then the executive order, and then, well, hopefully we will see day one most of the Trump nominees in play. There are going to be some battles over some. To that point, which one are you looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the Patel thing and RFK Jr. I think that's where the action is. By the way, Cory Booker, of all people, might be allied with RFK Jr. on the food thing, seeing it as good for him politically, a good spot to be, and he'd be helpful. Apparently, he's been talking with him. So RFK Jr. could get some Democrat votes. He's probably going to lose a few Republicans, but he might have enough to get over the top. And Pete Hegseth, I think, has turned the corner here. It's Patel and Tulsi Gabbard where I think there's going to be a lot of action. Kristi Noem, they might bring up the dog and all that type of stuff. She's got a lot of executive authority. I think she'll be fine in Homeland Security. And as I said, I have personal experience standing right there with her in the media onslaught in the spin room. She's great on TV. She's great at pushing back, doesn't come across as out of control, none of that stuff. She's very good at doing it. And here again, Trump looking past some of the things that will come up again with her. Would she have been a VP choice? I still don't think she would have gotten it. I think it was going to be Vance all the way along. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question. Give me a headline that you would like to see in 2025. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. I'm looking at some of the callers. Leslie on Twitter at DomShow1210, Fisher Pine. Headline she'd like to see in 2025, Epstein Little Black Book released. I see there's talk of a bidding war over it, if they actually put it up for bid, to see whom and exactly what he has in there. And once you put it up on Twitter, I thought it was a headline now that it was breaking. I'm looking all over the place, and here it's her wish for 2025. Nine more New Jersey towns, some of them in South Jersey, have been added to the list, which is becoming more enormous, saying that drones cannot fly over those towns. Yet apparently they are. So you can say all that you want. You can't fly it over here. Yes, and what's the remedy? Are you going to shoot it down? No, but we're saying you can't fly them over here. Yeah, and it's still going on. It's maddening. If we ever get to the bottom of this, because that's unknowable at this point, it is going to be incredible. And I would have to bet that somehow or another we're not going to get to the bottom of this to satisfy most people. Nine more towns, though, can't fly over. I don't know how much of the landmass of Jersey you're not allowed to fly over it with said drones that we've still been seeing. But it seems to be pretty substantial. And yet, they do it. Because you can say whatever you want. You can't fly over this. Yes, and what are you going to do about it? Are we going to see any shot down? No, we're not. Will this go into Inauguration Day? I'll take the over and under on that. I'll take yes, it will go into Inauguration Day. And we may not even have the first week after Trump's inaugurated some stoppage, something on this, because they're going to be concerned with all these other things. But you would think by now, has the media gotten tired of it? Yeah, they've gotten tired of it. They're on for now to the story of these terrorist attacks, sort of, but they don't like it. They're getting tired already because this guy was radicalized by ISIS, so they don't like that part of it. Maybe they'll go to the Vegas part. Maybe they'll like the Ukraine angle. That's anti-Trump, at least. That's how the media rolls on this stuff. The drone story is still there. They're just not curious about it. They have the manpower, you would think, to continue to break through on this, though. Well, we haven't seen as many sightings. I don't know about that. They're just not being reported because they've moved off the story. And they've just said, oh, well, 9 more Jersey towns now. Some of it's military and the like are restrictive zones. Yeah, so what? Put it 50 more towns. Put it over your house. You can say whatever you want. All right, Richard in Westchester, think this is a pretty good one. Headline you'd like to see in 2025. Richard, good afternoon and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Can I just make a comment about your last statement? That reminds me of when the Pope during World War in the 50s and 40s was complaining about Stalin. And Stalin asked the Pope, how many tank divisions does he have?
Exactly right. Stalin had a great line. How many divisions does that guy have?
Anyway, I want to see the headline, the Phillies management decides to bat Kyle Schwarber cleanup this year.
Yes, exactly. We're tired of hearing this new age think here of all the wisdom of the leadoff slot. Even though last year he improved, I get
he had
it.
The most home runs out of the leadoff spot in MLB history, and you want to move him out of there?
Yeah, so you drive in more runs.
Because he'll have 150 RBI at the guys that's on what, base in front of him.
That's what Harper and Bohm and all those guys are for. This guy's given us a lead in 10% of the games in the season. You want to take him out of that?
Yes, we still do. Endorse that headline, Richard. Well, I don't think we're going to see it, though, do you? Unless there's something startling I don't know about. It is maddening. I think the side that says keep him where he is has won for now. They're probably 60-40 or so in Philadelphia. So
I think we'll get Epstein's little black book before we see that.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Thanks very much. Rich in Bridesburg. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rich. Afternoon.
How you doing, Dom?
Good, Rich.
The headline I would like to see is from the Daily News. Politician discovered with hands in his own pocket.
Great headline. And the Daily News would have written it. Certainly, New York Post, classic. That's it. The all-time headline writer is that guy. Or I think it's a group of people over there. Hey, by the way, if I were giving you headlines on a movie review, I don't think Henry steered us wrong exactly, but you may have left out something here.
I did. I did on purpose.
Yeah. Okay, but you could have maybe at least. I thought it was a good film because I see the corruption in these guys that are cardinals, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's political in electing a pope. It's even more political in some ways than it is in running for president because you only have to turn maybe 30 people by something you're going to give them or something they perceive about you. Oh, it's holiness, Dom. Doubtful. But the ending is beyond, which I won't give anything.
That's what I wanted to say. Like, I didn't want to give that away, but I know how to explain it without.
It is incredibly politically correct, woke, et cetera, particularly when they were leaning toward a candidate that I thought was what the body would want, sort of for the right reasons. It was a great character. It's an elevated play. It's thoughtful in some of the back and forth. There's a lot of good things in there. But rip right out of the news, you will see there's an attack, and the one cardinal who goes nuts and says, if I'm Pope, there's going to be quite a pushback on the authors of this attack. Suddenly, he's supposed to be rejected. The audience in a movie theater where we were an Ambler, they didn't seem to emote over that. like cheering, yeah, get that guy out of here, he's conservative. Well, he was a blowhard, really, too. That's a large part of it. I thought it was a pretty good depiction of what goes on when they elect a pope. You can imagine sitting around, how did they come up with Pope Francis? My goodness. Hard. Well, politics.
That's kind of what Stanley Tucci's character was it
yes.
not?
Yeah. Well, I think his character is smarter than the current guy. One of the things is, I don't think this guy's that smart. I never did. And he's coming off a pope who was brilliant. And this guy speaks a lot of languages, but then he says something and they walk it back saying, well, his Spanish was a little bit off there. So, oh my God, just speak one language then. Don't try to show off on this. Now, in my lifetime, my memory of what I mean, there have been much more corrupt popes, but this guy has been incredibly damaging. And one note, when Biden's over there, still has one more vacation, at least the vacation in Italy, he's going to meet with the Pope, and what I think the two of them are up to is to endorse being against capital punishment. We're going to see that coming. Yeah, okay, in the last few days, you need the cover of the Pope to give his blessing. You might want to bring up 9th month of pregnancy then. Not all abortion, but 9th month of pregnancy. You might want to bring that up with the Pope there and see what that'd be the question I would like to ask. All right, so hit us on the side question. Those are worthy contributions. Schwarber, now batting cleanup.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Yes. 855-839-1210. You get a line. You can jump on board now. And, you know, I listen to WIP quite a bit, and we've seen the evolution of the Philly sports fan. When Trey Turner was new to town, standing ovation thing. I don't like Trey Turner even a little bit, but aside from that, okay. It might have revived him a little bit. But now I'm hearing, and I would say it's not even 50-50. We hope to get Ray Dittinger on tomorrow. Not sure what he'd say, but I think he's in our camp. I know Henry was with me the other day. Mm-hmm. That Saquon Barkley ought to be given a shot. Compromise that. Okay. Even though it's ridiculous, let him play a half. Could he still do it? I would bet that the Giants are not going to be overwhelming a rallying cry. We're going to stop him. They're not going to feel it's against the players. They probably even like him. If anything, they might be a bit I've even heard crazy people say, well, they're going to be playing second or third stringers. Those guys can get you hurt even more. Oh, my God. Don't play the offensive line or play them a quarter. Some of them. Whatever everybody feels comfortable with, that's what you do. But apparently, more than word leaking out, his entire family and Barkley don't like this. It is what I would call an officious decision. I don't even think it's Nick Sirianni. That's a little bit hard to tell.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I can't tell which way he would go. And if you want to say, well, this is good for a Super Bowl, it engenders a lot of bad feelings. And if you want to say, well, this is selfish. There's a time for individuality in your career,
mm-hmm.
and we ought to embrace that.
Yes, because
and particularly, again, it's an obvious thing. It's more than just the running back that gets the glory. It's the 5/7, whatever, offensive linemen that are involved in this. They're overwhelming. He couldn't do this in New York. He's able to do it relatively easily here. Why is that? Because of that offensive line. So, again, I think it's selfish on the part of the Eagles. And how sports have changed is what I want to ask Ray Dittinger. Mm-hmm. In the past, people would have said a record of this significance, of course you should go after it.
Yeah. I mean, because Dom, how many times has someone rushed for 2,000 yards twice in a season?
Yeah, no one's ever
gone. No one's ever done it twice, so they're taking it for granted.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, they're kidding themselves and, you know, we haven't had a rest since week 5 of the bye. That was the linchpin of this. This is a perversion of sports, in my mind. It's outrageous. You got to allow for individual achievement inside a team concept. That's what thoughtful people do in sports. That's why we watch sports. We don't watch it to say, all right, we didn't get injured today. If you do, something's wrong with you. You bought into this.
Well, that's like watching the Sixers. That's that in
well,
itself.
Yeah. Well, I know with Embiid, it's a little bit different. But is there a moment? This is not the side question. We got that going on. A moment in sports, if you have one, that maybe makes that point, wow, that moment was worth it to see that, to say I was there for that, whatever it would be. Some of it is a team win, but sometimes it's just an individual, like Embiid scoring 70 points, Wilt scoring 100. I wish I were there for that one. We didn't have any TV of it. It did happen. All right, phone lines.
I have one like that right up.
Yours? Yeah.
There was a pitcher. He pitched for a variety of teams over his MLB career. His name was Edwin Jackson. He threw a no-hitter probably about 6 or so years ago, and it was 149-pitch, 8-walk no-hitter. But they left him in because it's like you can get a no-hitter. Have that on your resume.
I would say if he's a key player, 149 pitches, even I might have to say, unless he was Nolan
Ryan. He's a 4 or 5 guy in the rotation. Okay. He was never anything special.
I'd probably bend it a little bit. There's a limit. Some of these guys are fragile today. If we were back in the day with Nolan Ryan, he could throw 200 pitches. Then he'd be out there next week and throw another 150. Depends on the guy. But, yeah, you got to let the – that's the best analogy. You got to let the guy pitch. Oh, yeah, but what about – you got to let the guy pitch. A no-hitter or something. That's selfish.
Michael Lorenzen 2 years ago. He pitched 115, and he wasn't the same after that, but still got it.
Yeah, exactly. You got to give a guy a chance at doing this. If you don't, then I don't think you get what sports are about. You really don't. You're just, it's corporatized. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Coming up, the great Colonel Allen West. I'm not sure if Colonel West served at Fort Bragg. I know he was at Fort Hood. I want to ask him about what the heck's going on in the military and what he thinks of a couple of other things here in the war on terror. I'll tell you that every January 1st, I look at the legacy of Governor Chris Christie. Remember he made that deal? He's going to cut the sales tax, but he's going to let them continue to raise the gas tax with some kind of metrics. Well, yesterday, New Jersey gas tax was raised by 2.6 cents. It doesn't seem like a lot, but, you know, it used to go over to Jersey. You're going to fill up as you're coming home, the whole thing and all. Not so much anymore. Not so much of a difference. And Jersey at some point might even be where the national average is, not even under that. He made a bad deal. As soon as Murphy came in, he now had broken through with the gas tax, didn't have to go through that, and he just said, I'm going to get rid of this sales tax agreement, and we're going to go back to the sales tax that we charge. You're not getting a break no matter what. This weird deal. And Christie, of course, never could listen to reason on it. Bully people, et cetera, were going to do this and pushed it through as his legacy. I remember it in a December of his last year after the beach nonsense. What a just failed figure, to put it mildly. And a guy who I know from personal experience debating him after the embrace of Obama, that on his feet, he was good as it gets. Now he's just Trump deranged syndrome, and a lot of bluster. All right, coming up, Colonel Allen West. We're going to talk with Dave McCormick, too, at 2:30 today, around 2:30. He is the senator-elect. He'll be sworn in tomorrow. But also, Dom's Money Melody here for a great prize, $50 gift card to Metro Diners, which is a great spot. Here's your chance to get in. Give me that headline that you'd like to see in 2025. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.